Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking about Light the Night this morning, the big Leukemia and Lymphoma Society event that is coming up on the 20th at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. We'll tell you how you can get involved, just the importance of getting involved, and we'll talk about cancer research this morning. Jesse Anderson back with us from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society from Richmond. Jesse, good to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Ted. Thank you.
This is a big time of year. I mean, there's the walk here, but you've got a couple others in the state.
Absolutely. October is walk season. So our first event will be in Richmond, Virginia, in Innsbruck. That's next Saturday, the 13th. Can't believe it's already next Saturday.
Wow.
Then obviously Fredericksburg will be October 20th, and then we head down to Virginia Beach area. Hampton Roads has theirs on the 27th.
Are you at all of them?
I'm at every single one of them, yeah. So they're nice 15-hour days, but they're great.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is a big time of year, and at the end of it, you'll have hopefully raised a lot of money to help, because that's the whole goal of this, is for research.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, as we said on the last show, you know, a lot of the strides that we've made is because of the generous donations from donors and organizations, companies, that is creating that fund for research and getting us closer and closer to a cure, which is impacting all cancers.
I think the last time we talked to you, it's been over like $1 billion that you've raised for research.
Yeah, just in research alone, we've given over $1.2 billion. In research, yeah.
Well, a couple days ago, we did a show previewing the Alzheimer's walk around here, and I thought it's sort of the same thing of where you just think about how strides have been made, and you know you getting involved in a walk and raising money with your friends and family, it all helps. And one of these days, there have been such great strides made with cancer, mm-hmm. and it's because of that. It's because of people participating in a walk. And you may just think, you know, what's my $100 going to do? But you put it all together.
Absolutely. You know, my philosophy is it takes a village to do anything in life, you know, raise a child or do anything like that. And, you know, it takes a village to really find a cure too. So it takes all walks of life and demographics to really get us to fund that cure.
The walk itself and the event is, as we said, it's on the 20th. It's at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. The thing I like about Light the Night of all the events, why this is really my favorite, besides the fact that your funding helped save me. Well, and we'll tell stories as we go along this morning. But this isn't the kind of – sometimes you get in – sometimes these events just can go – you know, they're a big time commitment.
Yeah.
And this isn't. This is a very doable kind of thing.
Absolutely. And we try to make it very easy for participants. You know, sign up, registration starts at 5:00. We have obviously the kids zone. We have things that are family. You've got your top teams area, you have entertainment, you guys bring entertainment as well. And the night to me actually goes pretty fast. It starts at 5, and then at dusk, as you know, we start our ceremony. So that's about 6:45, 6:40. And that's where we really celebrate survivorship and the strides we've made. And, you know, we have guest speakers and honored heroes and things like that. And it's a very moving, very motivating experience to fund for cures.
In last year, and I guess it'll be the same thing this year, mm-hmm. I mean, the stage was just like the stage you see at a big concert. It really gave you the feel of this is an important, this is a big time event. And I guess that's what you were trying to say.
No, absolutely. And it is. You know, as you know my story, I've been doing this as a volunteer and as an employee for 17 years, over 17 years. So I started when I was 10. And
yeah.
Bad joke. Yeah. But yeah. You know, my mother had leukemia. And where we were in 2001 when I was introduced, and obviously I had never done research with Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Why would I?
Right.
And where we were then to where we are now with research, our copay assistance, the things that my mother was awarded at that time versus what people are awarded now in cash money for copay assistance is kind of mind-blowing. And it's because of those strides we've made.
Well, and that's what's great to see. You can see that each year that this walk is more than just a walk, and the fundraising it really does help, and it shows that people have been involved over the years.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that we're really grateful for too, Fredericksburg has a huge presence for retail campaigns. So your Burlington's and Wawa's and Walgreens, Shoppers Choice, that's a big piece of our fundraising. And luckily, also Walgreens, a lot of our retail campaigns is actually, some of them are doubling their efforts this year already in fundraising. I mean, I'm saying tens of thousands of dollars more.
Oh,
so
wow.
We are blown away with the generosity and the leadership of these retail campaigns who are really putting their people to task to raise funds.
And that does help you when you have things like that.
Oh, yes.
Of where
it takes all this to
yeah,
make it possible.
It does.
It takes everything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and we're fortunate to have one here because, like you say, there's three in the state.
Yep.
And to have one in Fredericksburg, it's nice to just, get in your car, go over to Spotsy Regional, and, you're not having to go far.
And another thing that's really exciting, not to overshare too much, I want some suspense for people to come out, but we've seen a surplus in friends and family teams, which really excites me because those are the people who have really, like yourself and me, we've been impacted by cancer directly, and to see those people come out and really set those fundraising goals and be excited, they may be walking in memory of someone or somebody who's currently battling or in remission, and to be able to make those connections with those people is really amazing.
Well, as we go along this morning, we're going to talk about what the walk is, but I also like I have every one that I've ever gotten. I've got, in my case, it's the white. They're like a balloon thing that you light up, and
I
keep them at home.
Yeah,
and it's a really cool reminder.
Yeah,
of what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is doing, and also that event.
Well, and as you said, all these nonprofits are doing great things in their own way. The thing that I've always loved about Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night, even before I was an employee, is that it is held at night. And there's no other event like that.
Yeah.
And when you see, as you've witnessed, when you see all those white lanterns gathering in the middle of the circle of hope, and you see those people there, it's a very moving experience. And as we know, the red lanterns are for those who are supporting those with cancer, and then the gold ones, which is the one that I carry, is memory of someone who's lost their battle. And it's amazing to see more survivors versus the gold. Because that's what you want to see.
Yeah,
you want to see less gold, really.
No, it is. It really is. And I never thought of it, but because it is at night.
Yeah.
It's a whole different. There's a whole different.
It's a visual
feel to
thing
it.
To it. Yeah. Yes, exactly. When you see
and
it.
And you're only walking a mile too. That's the other thing. You're not walking.
This is not a marathon.
Yeah, because some walks can get. Can get long and hot and all, and the site at Spotsylvania Regional is so great. It's a you're walking on a path,
absolutely,
and it's safe, and it's a great event. So we're gonna get absolutely. When we come back, we're gonna get into just setting up teams and the importance of that. We'll get into all that. Jesse Anderson here with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. October 20th is Light the Night. And we'll give you the times. It starts at 5, and we'll get through all that when we come back. Right now, you can win a copy of Glenn Beck's new book, Addicted to Outrage. Glenn Beck, author of 13 number one New York Times bestsellers, issues a startling challenge to people on both sides of the aisle to give up our addiction to outrage. First person to text the studio right now at 540-371-5756 wins a copy of Addicted to Outrage. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jesse Anderson here from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. LLS.org is the website. Light the Night, the event at the Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center on October 20th. It is the walk. Registration time is at 5 o'clock, and we'll get into what's going to happen in just a second with all of that. This is what, the third year, I think, now you've been at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And because I can remember you were been downtown for a while in some different locations. This is a great location.
Absolutely. It's, you know, we're so grateful for Spotsylvania for allowing us to have the event on their space. And, you know, that's their in-kind donation for us. And they're very accommodating and everything. And like you said about like the walk's a mile long, it's a nice flat path and
it's
things
flat,
like that.
Yes.
And the thing that I personally like about being out in an area like that, when you have walks and things like that in a city, logistically, you got cars and police officers. It's just nice, smooth sailing. No one's honking at you. It's a very smooth sailing, so I like it.
Well, let's talk about teams first.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not too late. It's never too late to put something together.
No.
You can walk up that night, I guess, and register your team or register yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So for more information, you can go to lightthenight.org/VA. And then you just simply type in the Fredericksburg location. You can also email me directly at Jesse, that's jesse.anderson@lls.org if you want to form a team. But we actually have people forming teams all the way up to the night of, and they'll say, you know, Team Anderson's here, and they'll write checks for us and things like that. And how teams work is every single individual who raises at least $100 will receive a T-shirt. And also a food voucher for our Champion for Cures food. So that's how it works.
So it's easy. You can even do if
yep.
you hadn't even
no
thought about it.
You costs,
can,
yeah.
Yeah, you can do it today. I mean, you start walking around the office today or walk around your neighborhood and get some of your neighbors to do it or
yes.
anything. Just
absolutely.
Pull a team. Teams are all ages, all numbers.
All demographics, yes.
Yeah.
There's no stereotypical look of what a team is. And what a lot of people do to fundraise is they'll, you know, put their stuff on their social media from Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and a lot of people just do simple email campaigns to their contacts. And as I say to all our participants, you know, we are all very well connected, whether it be through a church or other civic duties that you may have. You know, the reason people donate is because you ask. So don't be afraid to ask.
And a lot of people want to give.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
A lot of people, when you put that out that I'm doing this, I'm raising money, I have found, because one of the new things it seems on Facebook is that for your birthday, you raise money for something.
Yes.
And I've done that for a couple of people just because I know that they have a story and a connection to that. And I've just thought, I can give to that.
No, absolutely. And a lot of times what people will do is they will share their link that we provide them on Facebook. Because then that money goes directly to our chapter for our fundraising efforts. And you're absolutely right. Because like I say, you don't know who's been touched by cancer, right?
Yeah.
So don't make assumptions. I fundraised last year for the first time with my mother. And I was able to raise a decent chunk of change. And I'll be honest, I was like, I may raise like $1,000 or something like that. And I raised over $3,000 in a week and a half. So I had made the assumption, too, that I wouldn't do well. So I'm guilty of that, too.
And social media makes it so easy.
It was the easiest thing ever. Yes. I put it up, texted a few friends, and it was really moving to know that people cared enough to do that, too.
I've heard from people that have done this that have said that usually, and it's kind of your story, that they had an amount in mind, and they got that, you know, within the first few hours, and they kept raising the amount just because it was so easy and so many people got involved.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, like I said, you never make that assumption. And, you know, when you share your story and the impact that LLS had on your life and your family, like I said, most people want to do good and they want to, you know, contribute to an organization that's making change. And that's what we're doing at Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Well, just about it, you know, in all cases, the stories that the people have to tell are. When your mother was affected, nobody plans on that. Nobody sees it coming, and all of a sudden one day, you're all of a sudden confronted with terms and drugs and issues you never expected.
No, absolutely. And I think about when my mother was diagnosed. You know, when we went into the hospital and she was getting admitted because she was diagnosed on a Tuesday and was actually put in the hospital that same day. So it was very fast.
Yeah.
And the thing that I remember was the individual at the hospital at that time had given us information on the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So I'm kind of like an example of how a simple folder with, you know, a colleague at the time in 2001, mm-hmm. you know, call Jesse Anderson, changed my life because I've been a volunteer ever since. So it was just a simple folder of a nurse giving us that information that got me into LLS.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Smallest things, yeah.
Yeah. No, and that, yeah. that's why I don't underestimate just even leaving putting up a flyer or leaving things around mm-hmm. just because you don't know. Someone might see that and just say, hey, I know somebody that, let me pick that up.
And, absolutely.
And who knows?
Absolutely.
No, it's a, I look at the list of fundraisers in this area that's on the website mm-hmm. and a number of these names I recognize of people that have yeah. I mean we earlier this year we talked with a couple months ago when you Dave Modell who was the person who was the honored person in this area from last year
and Dave's doing really well his fundraising
see that you see Thomas Nichols mm-hmm. was diagnosed as a child. And Thomas over the years has just been relentless.
Yes.
In raising money, he and his family.
Yeah, and his goal, that example right there, his goal is before he is a senior in high school is to raise at least $100,000.
I know, isn't that something?
So for somebody who's under the age of 18 to have that ambitious goal, I think that says a lot about him.
And he does it. I know on the internet he'll do lemonade stands. He'll do anything. Goes through the neighborhood, and that's the other thing. You've got your neighborhood, or even just your neighbors nearby you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how people fundraise is all over the place. I mean, just specifically talking about Fredericksburg, one of our top teams, they raise almost $11,000 doing a fashion show. So it goes from fashion shows to horse shows. It is all over the map, tell you the truth. I mean, that's a great thing about this job. I go to things that I never thought I would go to. And I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. It's all fun for research.
Now, and in this area, the Sly family has been mm-hmm. big time involved. And a lot of people, remember, or no, their family, their son was a kicker. Yeah. Up until last year for Virginia Tech, but their son went to North Stafford who had leukemia, and was just a heartbreaking story. But they've gotten involved in getting their stories, and so often when people are affected by this, they want to tell their story.
And you want
that cure.
Well, exactly, and I think it also we as humans are all very much more alike than we think. And I think that it also brings a certain level of comfort to be around people who've gone through the same thing as you. So
you mentioned the lightthenight.org /Virginia and mm-hmm. then just type in Fredericksburg.
Absolutely.
And that'll get you all the information you need. And again, you can do that today, get going, and on the 20th have raised a good amount of money.
Oh, absolutely. Some of our top teams raise the most money the week before. So people are naturally procrastinators at times.
Yeah.
So
well, and I see the goal for this area is, what, $108,000?
Yes.
For this area, and I'm sure most of that is raised and comes in right at the end.
Well, exactly. So it's part of our retail partners, our sponsorship, and then our friends and family teams and corporate teams. So it's a big group of different people that gets that number.
It's a great event to be involved in, and again, it's on the 20th, registration at 5. You can park right there, so you're not having to park a long ways. That was one of the great things of moving mm-hmm. the walk there. You can park right there. Sometimes parking in downtown Fredericksburg was an issue.
Yeah.
And the walk itself starts at dusk, and it's an hour.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like I said, it's right after our ceremony, after we celebrate survivorship. There'll be survivors up there also sharing their stories, and it's a very moving ceremony. And then we walk, and the evening concludes probably around 8:20. So.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Jesse Anderson here from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. When we come back, we'll talk about just some of the things that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does besides being involved with funding research. There are also a lot of just helps that they provide. And we'll get into all that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We're coming up now on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Light the Night this morning, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society event. Jesse Anderson from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society here. Boy, I never thought of it till we were talking, Jesse, about this, you being involved with all the walks, the three of them here, Richmond and the Hampton Roads area. You get to know a lot of and get to see a lot of Virginia in the course of a year.
Oh my goodness, yeah. And then our retail campaigns obviously stretch everywhere. All the way to Bristol, Virginia.
Yeah.
So there's not a place that we don't travel. Yeah.
The Leukemia Lymphoma Society itself. Talk a little bit about that because you do a lot. It's not just organizing and doing walks. There are a lot of moving parts to the organization.
Absolutely. One thing that I'm really proud to share is our organization, 70 cents to every dollar goes towards the mission, and so your donations obviously are making a direct impact. And what that mission looks like is you've got your research piece, which we've already discussed, is the $1.2 billion. That's what's funding the CAR-T therapies and Gleevec and all these other types of drugs and research, transformative treatments and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then the other huge part that we do is copay assistance. And that's something I'm extremely excited about. But just here, just to talk about numbers, last year alone, we gave over $73 million in copay assistance across just in America. And here in the state of Virginia was over $1.5 million. And what that looks like, Ted, is depending on the diagnosis, people are giving cash rewards between the amounts of $2,500 all the way up to $10,000. And how we base that is 500% above the poverty rate. So a lot of times people say, for me to get cash assistance, I need to be destitute, whatever. That is not the case.
Yeah.
These are everyday people just like you and I who are getting cash assistance because, as we know, co-pays are outrageous with insurance.
Sure.
And it really keeps – because our focus, we want these patients to focus on their health and getting better. And as we know, financial strains are a huge part of cancer. So, people are off work, things like that,
yeah.
And mortgages still continue, and kids still need lunches, and life continues. And you got to do your treatments, plus keep your head above water financially.
Boy, and that's the thing with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society recognizes that, because it is a huge thing.
Huge.
You're sitting there, because I know in my case, I'm sitting there going through treatments, and you're always thinking,
yeah.
Okay, this is going to cost this. We've got this. We've got this.
We've got the holidays coming up. Car payments. Yeah, life goes on. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And case in point, with my mother, she was a single mother. Though she did well in her career, obviously when she had to go in full time into the hospital, she had to take a leave of absence from work. And I remember those financial strains at that time and her worrying about, how am I going to pay the mortgage and things like that. It was a real stressor for her.
And this is what you just described and what's provided, that really makes the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society unique in that way.
Absolutely.
Because most of these kind of walks and things that we talk about, it's money for research.
Absolutely. And obviously, they're doing great things as well. But on the cancer side, I mean, the cost of cancer just here in the United States is over $80 billion. So we've recognized that, and we're trying to make strides to help people focus on their health versus finances.
In talking about the research side, so many things have been made. It's amazing to me because I was diagnosed 5 years ago now, and I you you some of these drugs that now you talk about are routine. At that time, I heard about them, but they weren't being actively used.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of people, excuse me, especially on the CML side, the chronic side, is they're on medication. A lot of these cancer patients have to be on this medication for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know. And what we're trying to do with, like, the CAR-T therapy is our main goal. I joke around all the time that in 10 to 15 years, I would love for LLS and the American Cancer Society and these organizations to kind of move on.
Yeah.
Because if we find a cure, you know, we can move on and fund for other things. But, you know, the CAR-T therapy, taking healthy white blood cells out of a person's body to re-engineer them to attack cancer cells is amazing, right? And with almost an 86% success rate, we're hoping that this is going to make great strides even for all cancers. So it's
well, and this has affected so many families. Mm-hmm. In my case, in 2000, my son, who was then in I think second or third grade, mm-hmm. was diagnosed with leukemia,
yeah.
and that was the first cancer in our family. Up yeah. until then, I'd always thought, hey, we're okay. That cancer's for someone else's family.
Yeah.
And he received treatment down at MCV, and today is doing fine, but just his type of cancer, I think at that time in the 2000s was like 70% survival, right? And I've heard lately that number has gone way up.
Yes. So I'm assuming it's probably acute lymphoma.
Yes.
Yes. ALL.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Those were the statistics back in 2000. Now we're almost at 93% percentile.
Right, which is just so amazing to me.
Exactly. So, you know, when people say, oh, what are the strides? I mean, if you think about it, the year 2000 sounds like a long time ago, but it's 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And to make those strides, that percentage to me is amazing.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And even back then, even back in 2000, when people would say, oh, well, that's, you know, 70%, that's really good. And that does, when you're talking about it, except when you're on the other side of that conversation and you're thinking, there's still 30% out there, and that's still a pretty big number.
Yeah.
But to get like that, you know, into the 90s now.
Well, it also gives confidence to families, because when you hear the C word, I mean, it's scary. And, you know, when you meet with your oncologist and they say, or hermatologist, you know, they say, this is the success rates, this is going to be the treatment, and they can share success stories. That also, you got to think of the psychology of how that eases a family, like, we can fight this.
Yeah, think that. You
yeah.
do. Yeah, you definitely
think more
do.
On the positive side, so which is so
then,
what we want.
So then you jump up to 5 years ago when for a routine medical procedure, I found that I have a lymphoma, and
yeah.
so now I'm dealing with it. And so I just think that, you know, 20 years ago at this time, cancer wasn't there was no trace of cancer in my family, and you know we've dealt with it twice.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have the same stories. It's not unique anymore, and it's the type of thing we all know someone.
Oh, absolutely.
Who has some kind of a tie with cancer?
When people say, you know, I never very rarely hear this, but I have heard from a couple people say I've never been impacted by cancer anyway, you know, through their network, and all I ever say is you're very fortunate, or you may have
yeah.
a small circle, because
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how, you know, from coworkers to schoolmates, whatever it may be, I think everyone knows somebody who's had cancer.
Yeah,
it's my opinion.
Well, and I think, I think of what you do. You must run into a lot of people who have just some unbelievable stories, and that have to impact you. And at the end of a lot of days, I'm sure. That
oh, yeah.
You just are just well, I would think worn out here, you know, realizing what some people are going through and how the Leukemia Lymphoma Society is helping them.
Well, the thing is, it actually motivates me, because hearing those stories, people, and the number one thing I hear is scared. So I don't care if you're a grown man or a woman or child, and that's the number one word, you know, scared.
Yeah.
And so that really motivates me to hear, you know. 2 years ago when they were diagnosed, they were maybe not as optimistic at that time. And to hear them on a stage in front of people in remission, sharing their story and paying it forward for other cancer patients, I think that's a beautiful transition, you know, in 2 years. And I see that. I see the transformation of people going from being scared to making a positive change for others.
Yeah. Yeah. No, in my case, it was – my cancer was found during a routine – just a routine test. Mm-hmm. And I tell people when those tests come up and when you get to be a certain age and you're supposed to have this done or that done, do it. They're there for a reason, because had I not gone, my story would have been much different.
Absolutely. And not to overgeneralize, but your story is very, very, very common. I hear that constantly. I went in for, female mammogram, or I went, physical, whatever it may be, and my back was hurting me, and they come to find out bone cancer, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So the best thing that I say is, you're right, go to those checkups and also listen to your body. Your body tells you things all the time. So if something doesn't seem right, just schedule the appointment and go see the doctor.
Yeah. And it's so easy sometimes to say, well, I've got that back pain because I've been doing yard work, mm-hmm. or I've felt tired because
justifying. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you keep putting that off, and in my case, it was a colonoscopy, and it wasn't colon cancer, but the doctor saw something that didn't look right, and it was the lymphoma.
Yeah, in my mother's situation, they actually originally thought she had arthritis. So it's obviously it was leukemia, but just a routine checkup as well. So it's
very easy when you get to 40 and 50, when those kind of things start coming up, mm-hmm. to think, you know what, I feel fine. It's not worth the problem.
Yeah, I think the thing is none of us are invincible. So you gotta be humble and go see the doctor once in a while. And
that is hard. All of a sudden, and then when you do get diagnosed, uh-huh. and at the time I got diagnosed, I felt fine. Uh-huh. I remember thinking, there's got to be a mistake here.
Yeah.
There's got to be a mistake. And as they did tests and as things were sent to the Mayo Clinic, you start thinking, well, I might feel fine. And that's the thing. With a lot of these, you can feel fine. And then you're right. It's that back pain, or it's tired, or your joints aren't what they used to be.
Correct. Yep.
Maybe it is aging, but maybe it's not.
Yeah, exactly. So I always say, and the best advice I give people is always get a second opinion as well. If you feel like something's not right, it's always good for your own mental health and well-being to go get that second opinion to make sure that everything's good.
If someone, Jesse, is in treatment right now, and they haven't for some reason hooked up or found out about the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, best way to just go to the website and look at how to get information.
Yeah, so for patients, the best thing outside of obviously our fundraising walk is go to lls.org, and there is tons of information there for like our information resource center, and those are the folks that you contact directly, and they will get you, let you know about clinical trials, see if you can get cash assistance, copay, and things of that nature. We have an online community. We also have a matching program where a person who may have the same diagnosis as you guys can connect, and maybe sometimes you just need to talk to someone for an hour. What we do is more than just even the copay and the research. It's there's tons, and then the advocacy piece as well. So you can also, after you're done with treatment, you want to go to DC and say, insurance companies need to cover XYZ.
Yeah.
Here's my story. You can join us on that too. So there's a lot of fighting for cancer, trust me.
Well, we do a couple of shows a year and talk about Light the Night, and that's why mm-hmm. there's so much more to the organization.
Absolutely.
than just what we talk about with Light the Night. But Light the Night is one way to get involved locally, and what a huge impact you and your team can have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have great shirts. I mean, I wear my shirts all the time. The designs on the shirts are generally the best.
Yes, they are. They're I'm probably biased, but I agree with you. They are beautiful, and I've had many, many over the years as well from fundraising and things like that.
I always ask around this time of year, so what's this year's shirt look like? And I'm always told you'll have to wait and
you'll have to come to the event. That's right.
You've got the corporate line. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Jesse Anderson here with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Lightthenight.org/Virginia will get you all the information. When we come back, we're going to talk about and wrap this up by talking about the walk again and how you can get involved in doing fundraising and all of that. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll wrap this up with Jesse Anderson when we come back on Newstalk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on Newstalk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jesse Anderson here with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Light the Night, the big event coming up on October 20th at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. It is the 1 mile walk, and it's a fundraiser for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. $108,000. The goal in this area. And when you think about, when we just were talking, Jesse, about how many people are impacted by this, just even if everybody gave a dollar who've been impacted, that would have a huge impact.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, even if you, you know, work at a corporation, if you have a friends and family team and you work for, you know, Anderson Incorporated, and let's say there's 50 people that work there, just saying out the link to a few of maybe your close colleagues, you'd be surprised at what people will do and donate. Or it, part of churches, whatever it may
yeah,
be.
Yeah, right.
Just you so can, many things.
Yeah. The event itself, one of the things, and I know it had a name, I should have asked you what the name, I know yet there was, it was like a tent last year, and it's where you could write messages.
One of my favorite thing, yes. I love that you brought that up, yes. The Remembrance Pavilion.
So, yes,
that was new last year, and it's actually, I'm biased again. One of my favorite things about it, because I lost my mother to leukemia, so the Remembrance Pavilion is for those who've lost somebody, and unfortunately, that is a reality of what we do. People do lose their battles, and it's a great place for people to go and write a little note. I wrote a note in memory of my mother. And, you know, you go in there and you post these little blood drops onto like a silk screen, and it's on both sides
yeah.
of the room. And to me, people deal with loss differently, right? So in years past, we used to have a remembrance ceremony, and we found that it was very somber and kind of brought the mood down. So we feel like you go into the Remembrance Pavilion and dealing with your loss how you want to with your loved ones, it was people loved it. We got so many positive reviews about that. So
yeah,
we're really excited about that.
It was very moving. I remember I went in later at night, and
yeah.
it just
it's almost
was
too much. Yeah.
It was. You look at all of those notes, or mm-hmm. you have spouses who say the kids are now such and such. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, but like you, it motivates me to keep doing that fundraising and getting closer to the cure. So hopefully one day we don't have to have the Remembrance Pavilion, you know.
Well, it always does when everyone is holding up their lanterns, and especially when the white lanterns go up, you mm-hmm. just get – I always get goosebumps. You look at those people
gosh.
And you just think – and like you say, each year there's more and more of them.
Oh, absolutely. And it's – you know, and what's great about in my role is, you know, I get to have a close relationship with a lot of our participants. And, you know, you can think of like last year, that participant didn't have hair because they were going through chemo radiation. Hmm. And this year they've got a full head of hair. And seeing that progress is really moving.
Lightthenight.org/Virginia. And you said people can also just contact you directly if you
yeah,
have some questions.
Absolutely. My email is very simple. It's Jesse, Jesse.Anderson, and that's SON, at LLS.org. So if you have any questions, just email me directly and we'll take care of you.
Well, and I just like the name of the event, Light the Night, because whenever you're told, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got cancer, that not only affects you, it affects your family. And there is a lot of darkness. It's just no matter what you're told about how, you know, we got yeah. it early or it's treatable, there still is in the back of your mind.
I have a story. Actually, one of my close friends was diagnosed with cancer a month ago, and I just found out a couple weeks ago. And the survival rate for the type of cancer that she has, and because they caught so early, is 95%, which is remarkable, right? So she's got one heck of a fighting chance, right? But even with those odds, she's still going through, you know, the what-ifs and the, you know what I mean? So even when you get, you know, successful results like that, there's still that, like you said, the darkness and the worry. What could happen?
Mine was caught very early too, mm-hmm. but I had a very aggressive form, mm-hmm. and I kept hearing all along, everything's going fine. And it did go fine, but I remember at the end when they did a PET scan right at the very end, and the doctor said, you know, it's clear, it's all clear, and nothing there. If as aggressively as we treated it, if there had been any there, we'd be having a different conversation, and that's what just terrifies
the what if.
The what if,
I think, is what scares people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this really is an event that does light the night, and it also is a way to really honor and for those like you and others who have lost people, it's mm-hmm. it's a way to honor them.
Absolutely.
Lightthenight.org/Virginia. The event is again October the 20th. Starts registration about 5:00 in the program just before dusk, and then you walk into the dark, and it's with your lanterns
and yeah.
Yeah, it's a great event. And Jesse, great to have you here again, and looking forward to hearing good numbers coming out from this, because $108,000 the goal, and this region can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Ted, for having me.
Lightthenight.org/Virginia. It is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Jesse Anderson from the Richmond office. Again, October 20th at Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. We will see you there. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.